Can I see your homework?
Hey, I'm drunk and I broke two microphones.
Oh, it's you.
What a great day. Oh, got up early. Okay, so you know I was mad at my wife yesterday. Get home. Turns out, wife is trying to watch the show on my laptop.
Our show?
And I open the laptop and Compound Media's up. Good news, website barely works. Barely works. So I go on.
What a relief.
I go, I didn't open up Compound Media on my laptop. Why would I do that? So she knew that I was mad at her from the night before. I figured out what she'd done. She drank.
She wants to see what
Let
you...
Let me say.
I'm sorry.
She got drunk, the same as you. Didn't want to drive home. She asked me to pick up the car at 43rd and Madison after the West Side Show. I go, no, this nice dude's going to give me a lift home with his family. The fuck am I going to trek all around for? Great dude. We're going to go smoke cigars in Woodside and all that. Great family.
Glad you said you got all your anger out yesterday.
So, so she gets home at 1:30. You remember how angry I was? I go to my therapist. I'm done. I've finished fucking him.
What?
And then he...
What? Huh? I think you're not getting the most out of your therapy.
So I told him about it, and he goes, yeah, okay, and he makes sense of it. So I go home, and I tell her how I feel. It's the gayest thing. You go, look, I feel like I was made to feel invisible, and I felt left out of the equation, and I felt like you were misleading me when you said I'll be right home. Now, I'm guessing what you did was you drank, and then you wanted to wait for the booze to wear off.
Right.
She's like, yeah. And I go, and I accept that you don't get to go to movie premieres and stuff because you're not talented like me.
See, now that, see what you're doing there is you're masking anger and rage inside what it would be seemingly an apology and a sensitive diatribe.
Okay, so I just thought that. Okay. And then, so we got along fine, and anyways. But then I go check my laptop, so she knew we were gonna have a big fucking thing, and she knew I'd come on the show and talk about it. She goes on the laptop,
like reading your diary.
No, it's not like it. It's like watching a show, like
I don't know,
like 600 fans do. So, there's 100,000. So, I fucking go on the laptop and I go, oh, she must have watched the show. So, I go on demand. Doesn't work. I'm like, good sign. Then I go watch live. There was no live shows.
Right.
So it was fine. So I think what happened is that website's never worked on my laptop.
Right.
But as such, I've changed the password to my laptop now.
Do you remember it this time?
It is no longer Diamond Dave.
Was it Diamond Dave?
Yes, it is Diamond Dave.
You know, last time he got mad at his wife, we went on a trip.
Yeah.
He's like, I changed the password on my laptop so she can't get on. And I go, what is it? And he goes, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like stupid, dirty whore or something.
You're so angry. That was the password.
There was numbers
in
it.
Die cunt.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I typed.
I couldn't remember. And then she called me and she goes, hey, the password to your laptop's changed. What is it? And I go, stupid, cheating cunt. Dumb bitch wife.
She's trying all of these and aren't working. Why'd I ever marry you, you fucking twat?
Yeah.
No, try this one.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm done, and then just hung up. I'm like, guess she didn't get in.
He's just repeating
it. Was so bad that I did that. So anyways, very exciting stuff. Oh, I got a big show coming up May 7th. We're in Cleveland May 5th, but May 7th, there's a thing that I think you guys are going to want to do. I can't release the info yet, but it's very exciting. It's 1 degree away from the president.
It sounds like you need to make your home safer or maybe a little sexier.
Yeah, do you know anybody that could help me with that? Because I have been concerned about that. You know what would be great is if I was able to get Scott Harris, who's an expert at stuff
Scott
like that.
Scott Harris, you mean Malibu's Choice Award for Green Construction 2017?
Yeah, that's Scott Harris.
There's no way we could do that. What do you think? You could just hit a button.
Watch this.
There's no way. Scott Harris!
Scott Harris!
Holy shit!
Attractive even in horrible lighting? How are you?
Yeah.
Have you never done a Skype before, Scott? Right.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. This is your first time in front of a computer?
What? There you go.
There you go.
Do the face over.
All right. You guys are funny.
Are you on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were up all night doing Toot. How are you?
No, I was actually trying to watch your show, but I couldn't get on it.
Thank God. It's the website.
I tried to show my wife. It didn't work.
Oh, good. Your wife. I get it. And, it's great. So tell us about what you're doing today. How's the day look for Scott Harris? You're up early. What time is it there?
3 hours. It was 6 o'clock. I usually don't get up this early. I get up about a half an hour later. But today we've got like 7 meetings. Got to go look at 8 different properties. Got proposals to get out. Got to run a company. So
it's amazing. Tell me about these properties you're looking at today.
Oh, let's see. One of them is an 8,000 square foot home for someone very well known. That's a producer, a movie executive.
Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein?
No, I already did his house.
Do you have to make a room with soundproof walls and a little moat around the couch?
Harvey Weinstein. No, this one's got a beautiful movie theater in it. It's got, you name it. It's probably one of the most beautiful homes that we've ever done.
Nice.
If I may read, Scott is a favorite among a long list, including billionaires and celebrities, Paul Allen, Teo Cruz, Kevin James, Kevin Costner, John Paul DeJoria, I don't know him, London Savoy Hotel, all these restaurants. You've made restaurants for Gordon Ramsay. Is this correct?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Can you believe all that?
It's great. Well, you live in L.A. That's what you do. You hobnob out there. Now, let me ask you, how can I make my home more desirable?
You rent.
I live in a row house.
You rent.
All right. I know how you do it. You're going to hire me.
Okay.
I'm going to come up to New York. We're going to talk. We're going to make your home more desirable.
This is awesome. Now, do people that rent do this, or would you only do it if you owned?
No, I mean, to me, building a beautiful home is something so much more than just the beauty. It's the people that put their energy into it. It's the people that furnish your home. It's the way that it's created. It's so intense as far as the levels. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to explain it to you in 10 seconds, but it's an intense process.
Hey, 20, we got time.
Yeah. Coming up there to see you.
Okay, well, when are you coming up next?
Landscaping on your shirt. It looks like you're in the business a little bit. You would be a good project manager for us. You could kind of beat some people up for us.
That sounds great. I'm kind of looking for a new job. I was going to walk today.
We'll talk after the show. I'll make you an offer.
Now, do
that's
you,
great. When do you come up, we got to go to the boiler room and hang out.
Oh, no, we don't have to go. That's a gay boiler.
Gay room?
What?
We'll start slow. We'll go to Splash. Now, Scott Harris, how do you get into this? Is this something you always wanted to do? Were you in college taking like architectural courses, or were you doing something completely different? And then you get out and you just kind of find your way to this path.
The truth is, no, so I didn't take any architectural courses. You want the truth, the dirty truth?
Well, tell me four terrible lies.
You were at Neverland Ranch and you got a settlement.
Yeah, I was kind of. You know, I was at my parents' Neverland Ranch, so.
What?
No. When I grew up, I was in a situation where I was very unhappy. I was very upset. I got locked in my room a lot. There was literally a deadbolt on the door.
What?
And, yeah, literally, my parents, they locked me in the room. So,
let me ask you this, Scott. Just stop real quick because I'm dealing with this too. Did your parents ever tell you they were proud of you?
Eventually.
I have to ask my dad on Friday.
3 weeks ago, they said that.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago.
Do you go to a shrink because he's
gone? 3 months ago. They said, you know, just before one of them passed. Yeah, they said, we're proud of you.
Oh.
So my dad wanted me to give him all the magazines and stuff, but he passed before I was able to give it to him.
Okay. So you were locked in your room, your very unhappy situation, and then?
And then to make it worse, they told me to stand in the corner. So I thought if I stood, I'd stand in the corner and look at these walls, and they were crooked, right? They were a little messed up. There's little paint boogers on the wall. I thought, I got what's going on. The fact that this house is so messed up, that's why my parents are pissed off at me. That's what it is.
God.
You know, you're a kid. You don't know how to process things, right? You're like, what do you do? It must be the freaking house. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm going to fix the house. So I started trying to fix the house. I was 5 years old. I started redoing all of the casing and the crown moldings and everything.
5 years old.
I did.
Other kids are out eating Michael Jackson's asshole.
No, it looks like shit.
Other kids are eating paint chips. You're designing them. That's incredible.
At 5 years old. Okay.
I'm just saying I started early. It looked like shit, and I got my ass kicked for doing that again.
Yeah.
But I thought I could just keep doing a better job. So I just continued on that path, and I intentionally did not want to go to college because I did not want someone to tell me how to do something that they thought was a good way. I wanted to follow a journey that I felt was more interesting. You know, by the time I was 15 years old, I was already in a special program where I was doing architecture full time.
Wow.
You know, by the time I was 18, I was training people from USC on how to do architecture that it had like $40,000 in debt from SciArc and all these fantastic colleges.
Yeah.
So you're saying you never went to college, Scott?
I specifically, intentionally never went to college.
Wow, that's awesome. Remember that, kids.
The top designers in the world. And then I went in there one day and she said to me, honey, how did you get in here? You don't have a college degree. And I said, that's okay. Neither do you. I checked you out. Neither does Mies van der Rohe.
Boom! Boom, Scott! You fuck that bitch!
No, he didn't fuck. You're just angry at women, and you're using Scott as a vehicle.
Yeah, but she would pretend to have an education. Scott rolls in.
So he gets to rape
her. He's not gay anymore. He gets all mad. No, but it's just proving you don't need a college degree. Rebecca Roman Stamos paid $900 million for her kid to go to college, and he got shot in gang violence.
That's not... Yeah. I think you're skipping steps.
So she stood up, she gives me a big hug, and that was the beginning of a major career.
That's amazing.
That is now explain this to me, because one of the things highlighted on the cheat sheet is you also fashioned Ed Begley Jr.'s new certified LEED platinum home. Should I know what LEED platinum home is?
Maybe it's lead.
LEED.
It's lead. Yeah, we put a lot of lead in there.
They spelled it with two E's.
And then you painted it platinum.
You spelled it two E's.
Yeah.
Fucking Garrett.
So, it's a United States Green Building Council. It's created a program that they called LEED. It stands for Leadership in Energy and Efficiency in Design. So it's essentially a list of requirements that you have to do. It's almost like, you know, going back to college. Like if you want to get a college degree, you can have an AA, you can have a bachelor's. So when you get a platinum, it's like getting a PhD in being green.
Yo, I fucks with Ed Begley Jr. I was on a cruise once, and he was like the celebrity on a cruise when I was a kid. And they're like, we'd like to welcome our celebrity guest, Mr. Ed Begley Jr. And I think back then it was like, was he in St. Elsewhere? What show was it? Do you remember?
St. Elsewhere was like the
80s. Yeah,
that's how long ago it was. But really lovely guy. And when I saw, it was like one of the first stars that I'd ever met before I eclipsed him in popularity.
Yes. He's also been in Arrested Development. Good stuff. I really like him.
That's great. Well, you're doing good stuff, Scott. We're so happy. And when you do come up to New York, let us know. And I'll get you to come over to the house. We'll barbecue. Do you eat meat?
Here's the house.
Not only do I eat meat, I cure my own meats.
Ooh, Scott does everything.
I got to go to a doctor.
I cured my own meats once. I just got some penicillin.
no, I do it the right way.
Yeah. We're looking at Ed's house right now. Wow.
Oh, you call him Ed? You're friends with him?
Yeah, me and EB.
Yeah.
EBJ.
You know, you're
seeing in there. You know, he's only running it all on $10 a month.
What?
For all utilities. Isn't that crazy?
Shut up. So it's like solar powered. It's what?
Yeah. So if you see that picture there on top of the roof, it's clipped, but there's an entire solar array up there.
Yeah.
So it heats the pool. It powers the house, and it warms his water as well.
And you're telling me in the basement
it's kind of a small pool. So
in the basement, there's like 10 Mexicans on giant wheels powering the energy for the house?
No, it's actually Ed's family. It's all of Ed's family.
¿Dónde está por qué familia?
Nice save there, Scott. Well done.
Scott, you're awesome. Thank you for calling in. We don't want to keep you too long. Anything you want to push, promote, anything we can help you get the word out about?
And please call back anytime. You're fun. What, talk to us. What do you need?
Get a lamp in that room.
If anyone needs anything, call us at building.
Yeah, this guy does interior design, and he didn't know to have a lamp in front of his Skype. Come on, Scott.
Apparently your solar panels are out.
Hey, so I woke up early, you guys. This is the truth. The lamp. Hey, hold on. Here it is.
Yeah.
The bulb burned out. Hey! I'm sorry.
Interior design billionaire. I forgot to buy light bulbs.
Yeah. Hey, I got one up there. It's just it lit us up. So.
All the best. All right. And if you bump into Schwarzenegger, tell him I'm a huge fan and I'd like to come on and do something.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Scott Harris, go-to expert. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
That's all right. Fun.
Yeah, really fun guy.
Where are you going?
I'm out of here.
We were just talking to Scott.
Do a show,
Gina. You do one. Oh. God, hold on. How does he? Is anyone else warm? Just me? Having a series of mini strokes. Okay, hey! All right, let's just do the whole show like some wide angle fucking lens art show. Hi! Studio audience, my voice is back. Thank God you're. Well, mostly. It's only been 7 months. I'm sure it's not AIDS or cancer. It's fine. You know? I don't know. They're like, where'd your voice go? I don't know. Maybe I was drinking 12 fucking hours straight while boxing with fucking inner tubes that the worst promoter in the history of boxing purchased. Maybe. Where'd you guys come from?
Florida.
You've been here before, right? No? All right, fine. Welcome. Hi. How are you? I did reach out to Gina at the Westside Comedy Club, whose microphone I apparently broke. Not like it was broken before I got up there. She will be coming by again on Monday. We'll give her a new microphone. She'll sit in on the show. Everything's good, isn't it? Yes, it is. Everything's fine. Took my cat in to get spayed today. Spayed. You have any pets? Really? How many you got? Four. All right, that's a freak show. In Florida, like, are they all weird dogs that run around? Cats? You're too hot to have four cats, lady. Did you get them spayed? What did it cost you to get your cat spayed?
$600.
Really? They came spayed? It's going to cost $600 to spay my cat.
Mine was $600, too. $600's a lot.
I don't know. I just took it to an... And then the doctor shows up. He's one of those doctors that... He's a vet. He should teach a children's show. He shows up on a bicycle. He rides a bicycle to work. I mean, he's probably using, like...
$600 and cut your cat. Didn't take anything out.
It's not like... I can hear you. I don't know what we're doing.
Breaking news.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Gene.
I don't know who you are.
I'm Ori.
Ori, dude, we had some trouble. We put a video up of you.
I heard. Fuck the system, man. Fuck the patriarchy, matriarchy.
They tried to take it down. They tried to take down good comedy.
What?
They tried to take
it down. Yeah, they tried to take it down. They said it was racist because my mouth is white and my forehead's black.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a civil war happening on my face.
It is ironic, though, that looking at you right now, the white part of you is the only thing that's working. I'm just saying that.
That's horrible to say. You can't say that at all.
The chick from Florida liked it, and she's trying to
hide. Things have been going well. Where was I last when we spoke?
I can't even keep it. You were a pharmacy in Baltimore, Maryland.
What was happening there?
But no, you know what you did last? You wrote a book.
Yeah, I did write
a book. You're a nationally published
author.
It's called
Ori to Bother You.
Ori to Bother You. And it has all your... By the way, and did we tell him who's calling in later?
No.
Lenny Dykstra, we're going to be talking to him in a minute. And I read through Lenny Dykstra's...
You can't say that. You have to say lesbians.
No. His name is Lenny Dykstra. He's a baseball player. I was reading I'm reading through...
I'm from Motorhead.
No, I'm reading through his post-baseball life, and it reads like Ori O'Connor. It really fucking
does. He's done a lot of things.
He opened a car wash. He started...
Well, I've done something new and exciting, too, and I want to make you aware of it.
I'd love to know what it is, Ori. I love how we're talking to you in your dressing room. Hi. How are you?
Okay, Gino, what time is it right now?
It's 6:18 where Scott Harris lives, 9:18 local.
9:18 local time. So, oh, God. Can you let me know? Okay, well, homeroom is done.
Homeroom?
Homeroom's done. I got to let them know second period.
Are you a principal now?
Starting. Hang on 1 second. Ring the bell.
There you go.
Attention, everybody. This is Mr. O'Connor, your principal.
Terrible.
Here at the Sandra Day O'Connor High School.
No.
Please get to your first classes and enjoy your day. And remember, if you have a bad day, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
There you go. Thank God you never lost that. I have 17 papers and none of them are telling me what you're doing.
Get to your goddamn classes and stop smoking outside. We've got cameras now.
Did you just see the movie Stand By Me?
Hi, Gino.
Yeah.
What's you want to see a picture of my hike school? I opened a hike school with Sandra Day.
What? I did.
There you go. Take a look at it.
I didn't get this one.
It's a Sandra Day O'Connor high school.
No. Sandra Day O'Connor's a Supreme Court justice. It's just a high school with a zip code. You can't open a high school. You can't go to a high school with your last name on it and just say you're the principal and then show them your photo ID and say that you're related. You can't do that. Is it possible that's all you've done now? You're homeless, out of work, and you're just going to places pretending to have a job? Is that what happened now?
Huh? No, this is my high school. I made a donation.
Let me talk to someone. I made a wing,
the Ori O'Connor High School Library wing.
There's
no Huck Finn there, and I put the pal in principal. I'm friendly with all the kids.
Yeah, I saw that Simpsons episode too. Look, Ori. Can do me a favor. It's your school, right? Why don't you grab one of your faculty, your staff, and put them on the phone? I'd love to chat with them. Since you're running the school, which ironically has your name and, it's where you just walked in. Just let me talk to anyone on the staff.
Well, Sandra's not here.
Sandra's dead. She's still alive.
She asked me to run it.
She's on the Supreme Court. You can't walk into a school and be like, I'm married to the person the school's named after. I'm your new principal. It doesn't work like that.
It's a 50-50 split. She owns half, I own the other half.
No one owns
a
school.
That's why her name is there and my name is
there.
No
one owns a school. It's a nonprofit. Now, just let me talk to anyone there. Let me talk to one of the students.
All right, let me see who I can find here. I'll walk through the hallways.
He's a principal. He's in education. Guy, why wouldn't a guy with drunk driving charges?
Sandra Day's available. Would you like to speak with her?
And an involuntary manslaughter charge. Why wouldn't you let him run a school with children? All right, what'd you say?
Sandra Day, you know the person that you thought what didn't.
You don't know. You don't know. Who is she again?
With me.
Who is she?
Well, I've got her here. If you'd like to speak with her,
I would love that.
Okay, but just so you know, it's 50-50, her and I with the school. She's yeah. Sandra Day, and I'm O'Connor.
Okay, got it.
And you're fine with that.
Oh, so you're so what you're saying is her name isn't Sandra. It's just Sandra Day.
Yes. Who?
Well, then why wouldn't there be a hyphen between Sandra Day and O'Connor on the school?
Hang on, let me ask the janitor. Raul, do you think it would be possible to put a esta hyphen?
What's wrong with your mouth?
Well, I never. I...
Wipe your mouth or something, sir.
It's the worst. So, can we call Scott?
I would just like to know if we could
Scott
put a hyphen
on the phone?
Up. What? Between the names.
Yo, Sandra! Look at this guy's mouth!
The janitor seems like he's never seen you before. He seems generally stunned and taken aback by your appearance. Now, I would think a guy that is your co-worker would not, well, you know, just be shocked by the way you look. Berg's not going to make it.
Raul is, we go way back, this is a gag he plays
sounds like
on
he's
me
never,
all the time.
He's
a little jibber-jabby with the principal. Raul!
You need me to mop your face?
Raul, if
oh,
you
sorry.
Just we get a hyphen up there, and I'll be back. I just need to go in this locker and make a phone call.
Raul?
Hello?
It's a telephone, Raul. Raul, how long has Mr. O'Connor worked there?
Who that?
The guy with the white shit on his mouth.
I never seen that guy before.
So today's the first day you walked in, you saw him there?
First day ever here at Sandra Day O'Connor High School.
Yeah, he seems to think he's the principal because he has the same last name as the words on the school.
Is that why he told me he put the pal in principal?
Yeah, that's his bit. Did he tell you cookies crumble and stuff?
Yeah. Was he eating cookies? Is that milk on his face?
No, that's not milk. That's his face. That's how he looks. He's going through a tough time. If you could just kind of humor him a little bit, just, you know, put up with him and stuff. He's very fragile right now.
Well, Sandra Day's here. Would you like to talk to her?
Oh, God, would I put her on?
Hello?
Who is that?
Sandra Day.
Is that a music? What's it? Gotta start wearing my glasses. Sandra Day, so you run a school?
Cha cha cha.
Should I know who this is? Should I? Sandra
Day. Sandra Day, look at me. I'm Sandra D.
Oh, Sandra D.
Sandra Day.
Okay. So you
I
and then.
I'm into business with Mr. O'Connor.
You would drink too. You would drink too.
We are now running the school together.
Right. Okay, so what...
Gay people are not allowed here.
Right, that just, you didn't have to even say that, didn't even ask you. You just
We've
volunteered.
We've instituted Brunei laws.
Okay.
If you're found out to be gay, you will be stoned to death.
There's the AIDS. Look, so what is the curriculum at that school?
Math. Geography.
Geography.
Histori.
History.
English.
Well, English doesn't sound like, you're 0-4 on English so far.
Physical education.
Okay. Gym?
Algorithms.
That's under math.
Social media.
What?
Social media.
So they just sit on their phone and tweet?
We have a sock hop twice per annum.
All right, I'm done. Hey, what is a... And you hired Ori as the principal?
That is correct.
So he's in charge of discipline?
Well, we made a bit of a hire so that we could add a little bit of, how do you say... Blackie to the...
Nope. Just say color.
Color.
Just say, you know what you say? Diversity. You say diversity. Mm.
Well,
did you check his resume?
To have a man that's both colors working in the principal's
office.
Did you
check his resume before you hired him? Did you do a background check?
Yes, it was very prolific. Ran a small microbrewery.
Right. Which ended with him driving drunk and flipping a car and nearly killing himself. What else?
Did not say that.
What else did he do?
Well, he'd done some philanthropic work.
Philanthropy?
That's the word.
Yeah. What did he do? What was his philanthropic work?
He gave back to animals around the time.
No. He went into an abandoned building, much like he's doing now. He put a cage in it, and then he watched a pit bull eat a woman. Did you check that?
Excuse me, sir.
I didn't interrupt. What's that, Raul?
But that half-black white guy went to a room by himself. Now he's got a wig on, and he's saying he's Sandra Day, and he's talking to someone. Is he pulling a ruse on you?
First of all, you don't pull a ruse. It's a ruse. It's a cunning ruse. Yeah, he's pulling a shenanigan.
Raul!
How did he...
Get in here!
Is he
Raul!
Like,
yeah. Ixnay on the talk, nay on the phone, nay.
That's one of the curriculum pig Latin.
But this is a school. Why are you hanging out here?
It's his worst
idea. I own
idea
this
yet.
School.
Yeah, I think running an animal shelter was a better idea. Who's the one that changes color? Like, is that what Ori did here? He like made his mouth just became his whole body, and now he's white.
Goddamn,
or did he just
wig off and put my normal face back up?
Who's the X-Man? Jennifer Lawrence that changes shape and stuff.
Magneto. Wolverine.
No.
Doctor Octagon.
Doctor Xavier.
Spider-Man.
Pterodactyl Hexagon.
Mercury.
Mike Lawrence's sweaty
surfer.
Hands.
Forget it. Sad Mantium is Mike Lawrence's album. I see what you did there. It's a good album.
Gino?
Yeah.
It's Ori.
Yeah, apparently you were just... I like that we're closer up now. Apparently you're just running around there in a wig saying you're both Sandra Day and O'Connor.
And I'm me.
A minute ago you were in a wig.
That's not provable.
This, you know what your problem is? This fucking Raul guy is tailing you all over the school and blowing your rap.
He's supposed to just take the garbage out and do the recycling.
Seems like he's the only one running that place.
You're not my boss.
Jesus Christ, he's always right behind me. Look, Raul, I need you to change the name on that principal's thing to O'Connor.
Not doing shit.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go address some issues, and we've got today a big thing, a pep rally happening this afternoon, so I want to organize that.
Right.
And we're very excited. Our football team...
How do you have a football team in a school that small?
That's our problem. There's two people.
You need 20... Well, you need at least 11.
I'm going to put that down on the to-do list.
You're 9 short.
Watch I want to show hand. You some
Watch
of the kids here.
Empty...
I want to show you some of the great kids.
How does
kids.
He do that? How do you do that? What's that?
Some of the great children that are here that I met with yesterday here at the O'Connor Tigers pep rally.
Did you just make that one up now?
It's the Panthers, you idiot!
The Panthers, sorry. I mistake them because Tigers and Panthers look alike. But here they are.
They don't.
Great bunch of people, very diverse.
I would have thought you'd be the O'Connor Zebras.
Nope. We're the Panthers, apparently. That girl in the front, she's a little problematic, if you know what I'm saying.
You mean like she's a problem, or it's a problem for you not to try and attack her?
There's been issues with that girl.
The one right in the front?
We found a jewel in her knapsack. She's smoking a jewel, and her parents are very upset. The kid in the back, he's great.
With the glasses?
Yeah.
He's the only black guy in the picture.
Love him.
There's not a lot of diversity at that school, is there?
Well, that's why they brought me in. He's black, but he's like Hootie black.
Yeah, he's that.
He's Sheriff David Clark
yeah,
black.
Yeah, he's Hootie and the Blowfish black. He is.
His parents are blacks for Trump. They go to the rallies.
You need a Michael Duncan Clark black there. That's what you need.
No, the guy over
yeah,
on the right.
You need a Kim Batista black.
See the guy on the right with the big legs? He used to be much fatter. He lost 300 pounds.
Is it possible his legs look bigger because he's closest to the camera? Like, you know, the black guy in the back, his head isn't really that tiny. It's not that tiny. It's called perspective.
I was calling him Small Head Jamal.
I didn't know that. But the guy on the right...
Is his name even Jamal, or does it just rhyme with small?
Small.
Okay, understood.
The guy on the right allegedly raped another boy on the lacrosse team.
So this is...
Hang on, second period starting, Gene. I'll have to get back to you. All right, kids. Hey, small head Jamal. Fist bump.
Raul.
No, that hand's white. Give Raul. Me the other one.
Raul. Lost him.
What is going on here?
Is he just hitting a buzzer and making that noise?
No, the bell goes off. The kids are going to class. He just has the timing right.
Well, you know, that's all my principal did. I'll be honest. That and rape me. I went to a Catholic school.
Well, I'm not doing any of that. I put the not rape in principal.
That, no, that, those aren't. No. Nope. Nope. There's no T in principal. There's none. There's no. Well, as long as you like it, Ari. I think we have a guy calling in a minute who may be frigging weirder than you. Is he calling soon?
I think we have to call him. I'm not sure.
Can't have him sleeping through the call.
How you doing, Gene?
Good. Who's this?
Aaron.
You were talking with Ori's mouth, Aaron.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
It's good to have Ori back.
Where is he? Did we even... Oh, wait. 12221. Find out what that zip... That's New York, right? It's my photographic memory. Wasn't the zip code on that building...
No, that is Texas, where Ori lives.
Or was that, like, the school number?
That's Texas.
You're sure?
Yeah, it's Texas.
Oh, 2 days ago, he was running a pharmacy in Baltimore. Oh, Texas.
He loves
I'm sorry.
Texas.
Baltimore, Texas. Got to get that T-shirt.
He kicks it in Texas. Old school.
And legit news guy, we still don't know. He's still in New York now. I mean, Texas.
Who, legit news guy?
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to him at all. When was he on last?
He was on yesterday.
Oh.
Who's the new guy on your left?
Hey. Oh, this is new guy.
Hey, new guy.
How's it going?
What's your name?
My name's new guy.
We're breaking him in.
No,
we're breaking him in.
There was already a new guy. You have to be new guy.
Oh, new guy.
Yeah.
That's my new name.
He's new guy.
My new name is new guy.
It's the new guy?
Yes.
He's like the newer new guy.
Whatever happened to the new guy?
He was related to... Who was new guy related to? To Garrett? He had the job here.
He was Garrett's cousin. Then
his
he fucked
was
Gabby
he'd take
Hoffman.
Money and then just disappear. Do you remember? He'd be like, can I borrow money? And then he'd disappear.
I think he went out to pick us up lunch at Metro one day and never came
he
back.
He never came back. He just took the lunch money and left.
Garrett, what's up with that shit?
It's new guy.
I want to see if he answers like Raul. Garrett, what's up with that shit?
What?
Nothing. What happened?
He was Garrett's cousin, I think.
Yeah. He fucked Gabby Hoffman. He took all our money. And he, like, bought
oh,
bad
I remember
vape
that.
Things.
He did fuck Gabby Hoffman. Gabby's gone.
Gone.
Totally gone. She asked for my number.
Did she really?
She left. Yeah. I gave her my email.
Why didn't you give her your phone number?
I didn't give her my phone
Why
number.
Why didn't you?
Because she would call me at all hours, and she's nuts.
I gave her my card, and she didn't call me yet.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's something wrong with fucking crazy women? Some people make a career.
I rubbed her scars on my penis until I ejaculated.
Just doesn't seem...
Because they smell like her.
Doesn't seem right.
I'm going to break in there and lick the seats. Is that wrong?
No, you went in there. What did the studio look like?
Like a studio.
But there was, like you said, there was stuff left lying around?
Lots of beads and stuff like that. Pussy hair shavings.
No. What you're describing is a murder scene.
Lenny's
okay?
Sleepy. I'm trying to get Lenny on the phone. He was awake earlier. He may have gone back to sleep.
Small window of opportunity with Lenny. And I'm going to say this before he calls in. I honestly don't believe what Ron Darling is saying. Did you see, like, it's all the... Like, you're a baseball fan, right, even though you live in Florida? No. What do you got, the fucking Marlins, who changed their uniform again?
Marlins got Curtis Granderson now.
Who does?
The Marlins.
Didn't even know he was still in the game.
They almost came back last night to beat the Mets. The Mets were up 5-0, and the Mets barely won 6-5.
Who's the only undefeated team in baseball?
That's the Phillies. I watched Bryce Harper last night hit a dinger that was 458 feet, third longest home run of the season thus far. Phillies are really coming together as a team, and even though he got treated as a turncoat last night, people are saying that he really upped his game, and his star power is elevated so much now. The Phillies may be a force to be reckoned with. The whole NL East is going to be fun to watch.
I love that you love baseball. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. It was great because he struck out the first at bat and the people went nuts and cheered, booed him.
And struck out the second at bat, then got two doubles and a long dinger.
No, he had a single.
Well, it should have been. He got to second base.
Maybe you're confusing that with Odubel Herrera. Who hustled? Whatever. What you said, everything you said, I loved it. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And he went exciting. Yard.
Hey, it's illegal to be gay in Brunei.
That's a.
You know what I think?
What?
I think if you're gay, don't go to Brunei.
While we're waiting for Lenny.
I think they're allowed to do that in their country. I think they are. And some people are upset about it where they're like, hey, no, you should be gay everywhere. I think they should do a thing where, like, hey, if you're gay and you don't want to get stones thrown at you, you have a couple days to get your shit together and leave.
So you're saying it's fair warning?
Yeah.
And
Well, you never heard of fucking Brunei until I said it today.
No.
Where is it?
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
It sounds like a honger country.
Where's Brunei, Florida? Hold on. Italy? She goes Italy. Do you know the Italian national anthem?
Italy, 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 Italy,
Italy, Italy, Italy,
Stromboli, boli, boli, lots of pizza pie, Italy, 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 it is about gondolas in Mexico. Italy!
You didn't know that? That's the Italian national anthem.
Yeah.
When that isn't funny to me, kill me.
Lenny Clark isn't answering yet.
Lenny Dykstra. Why are you calling Lenny Clark? No one wants to talk to that guy.
Brunei.
Yeah. All right,
hang on. I'm going to pass you through to Ori. I'll pass you through to the new guy who passed you through to Garrett, who then passed you through to Ori. And then we'll do,
I don't. Here's why. And don't get me wrong, I'm not because Dykstra was a Philly one time. Because he's like, so if
we're
I'm
waiting to get Lenny Bruce on the phone.
No, he's dead. No, because here's the thing. So what Dykstra's saying is, excuse me, what Darling is saying is he's batting. Dykstra's like, he's not. Dykstra's leading off. He's on the on-deck circle. So he hears Dykstra yelling from the on-deck circle all these terrible things he said. And to quote Darling, things worse than Jackie Robinson ever heard. Wow, that doesn't sound like a guy trying to, you know, aggrandize a book. And here's the thing. There are noted racists in baseball. I have their posters all over my room. There are noted racists in baseball.
Attention all students, 9:38. The rally will be in the cafetorium in 1 minute. 1 minute.
The cafetorium?
Please bring your binders, bags, and personal items to the cafetorium. And gay men, LGBTQ people, please sit in the front row and wear a flag.
Get your finger off the button.
Sorry.
I got to check this week. All right, look, I'm just saying, if that's what they're... Are you done with the school? They're lost. We lost them. I'm saying... Will Clark, who played for the Angels and the Giants, guy was a racist.
One more time.
Guy hates...
Attention, students! As mentioned...
This is why I drink.
Pep rally will be beginning in the cafetorium.
Cafeteria! Auditorium, pick one!
So you're saying, how do I make it stop?
This shit's loud!
I can't wait to deport Raul. I can't wait.
So I just take my finger off?
Yes!
All right.
Ori, what are you doing?
We're going down to do a pep rally in the cafetorium with all the LGBTQ people sitting in the front row. So
why are they in the
easily recognizable.
Why?
Okay. You'll see.
That's all I'm saying in regard.
Attention, student body. It is I, your principal, Ori O'Connor, and that's how the faculty crumbles.
He's done.
With me is my new vice principal, Raul.
How did he get to vice a week? Why is he the vice principal? Because he's the only
Salute me, students.
Did he say mutiny?
Stand up and salute, Raul. We're now going to sing God Bless America.
Okay. Oh, this is not going to be good. So it's like Fidel Castro at a school.
Lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queers would all stand up. Now, as you know, today in Brunei, there was an incident wherein gaylordism is illegal.
Not a word. It's in the dictionary right under cafetorium.
Gaylordism. Now, we here at the O'Connor School for the Straight, we do... We do approve of you. What's up, Jamal? Jamal, why are you in the front row? Jamal. The one black kid. Jamal. I said LGBTQ people in the front row. No. Oh, you are. Oh, my mistake. Do your parents know? Hang on one second. All right. Please stand for God Bless America. Wait,
wait. That boy gay?
He is gay, Raul. I didn't know that either. Hang on. Raul, go deal with him. Jamal, Raul's going to speak with you in the hallway momentarily.
Fine. Yo, man, you gay? What's up with that?
What's the problem? I'm just a young boy that lived in Texas.
Apparently Mike Tyson goes to that school.
Yo, you see that guy's forehead? It's like he's missing a piece. What's up with that guy?
It's crazy. It's so cool to be gay growing up in Texas.
Man, I don't like the gay part, so I'm gonna have to beat you up.
What?
Okay, just a fucking gay beating. This should go right online. Ori! Ori!
Gay!
Will Clark was a noted racist. Yes! Ori! Ori, do you have any control?
You still gay?
Still a little bit.
I think he likes it.
Okay, I'm not gay anymore. I'll go to the cafetorium.
Is that a word? Ori?
All right, students.
Did you just have an assembly so they could beat the gay out of one of your students?
But all of them, actually. We just started with him because he was black.
Right, okay. So you wanted to hit the black person.
Please
first.
Rise for the singing of God Bless America.
Here we go.
All right, Raul. So that whole front row is loaded with them. Great job with Jamal. I'm glad we were able to save him. Them. God bless. That's got the voice of an angel.
America. Oh, dear. Brunei is introducing strict new Islamic laws.
I always carry a small handgun, one of the beauties of being white-mouthed in Texas.
Well, look what I got.
This is a school shooting you won't hear about because it was planned. It was on. What is that noise? Is the school haunted? What the fuck? Can I get a mug that says definitely whiskey at this
school
point?
To the oceans, wide with foam.
I gotta tell you, you're missing this, Lenny Dykstra, you sleepy-headed bucktooth.
I love you, my two-toed friend.
I love you as well, Raul,
Chopper,
my illegal vice principal.
Guppy.
All right, students, now that these gay children are dead and out of your way, you should be able to succeed more easily in my school. Eisen, mein Scheisen! Heil O'Connor!
I don't think he had a problem. Did Hitler have a problem with gay people? He hated smokers, right?
I'm pretty sure he had a problem with
gay. Hey, Gino, it's
Aaron. Where were you? Or he just executed six gay people at a school he wandered into because he knew how to ring the buzzer. And he befriended some illegal immigrant fucking janitor and made him the vice principal because the guy was able to put a hyphen on the side of the building. This is what goes on. Meanwhile, I'm shelling out nearly a grand to fucking scoop the uterus out of my cat.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Gonna try and get Lenny Bruce on the phone.
That's not... Call Lenny Dykstra. Nails.
Right, we'll try Lenny Dykstra.
I may have spilled some stuff.
How fun
Thank God
that?
The boss doesn't get in here for 6 hours.
So what
most of my stuff.
Ori opened up a school?
No! Ori wandered into a school. He didn't open it up.
So what happened to the real principal?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ask him. Every time I try and talk to him, this Raul guy starts screaming about his face, and it gets really uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Right.
Lenny
that
Dykstra's
is a pickle.
Not answering. We'll try. It's not a make or break thing. I got
no,
other
it'd be fun. And here's the thing. You'll feel bad. I'll call tomorrow. It'll be great. We have another. We have that big guest tomorrow, right?
A big guest? What's this finger thing you do?
The J-Swipe.
Yeah. Founder of J-Swipe. Do you know what that is?
It's a Jewish dating site. I'm 36 on that one.
I have a Jewish dating site in my pocket.
I bet
you know what I call it?
No.
My Amex card. See what I did there?
No, but you... Well, you married
Jewish
a Christian.
Just love money.
Did you, before you married your girlfriend, your wife who's lovely, Christian girl, did you date a lot of Jews mostly or no?
No, I had sex with Ariel. She was an actress that I met at my acting class, and she was a redhead. She was cute. I did sex on her, but it was back when I was drinking, so I was having sex like you would, like soft. So that's it. And I tried to eat her pussy to buy time. And she's like, don't, it stinks down there. So that turned me off. I think I maybe had sex with a couple Jews. Also, my parents tried to hook me up with a girl named Dana once. And she was a friend of her, like my parents' friend's daughter. And she was really cute and she smoked cigarettes. And but I didn't want to have sex with her. So she blew me because I was like, if I have sex with her, she's going to get too in love with me. So she blew me. She was cute, but it didn't last.
So you have a very short Jewish resume.
I should have stayed with her.
Really?
Her family had money, and she was like an outcast, too. It would. I mean, my wife shouldn't hear that, but it's all right. The website's not working. But it'll be...
Aaron Berg's the only one that could go on the internet and see and be like, God, I wish this was porn. She's opened it up to our fucking browser.
Yeah. So, and I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So it's exciting. No, you slept with Jewish girls.
Yeah, my resume, not a lot though. And not like I have a problem with, like more recently, when I got to New York, I slept with, there's no fuckable Jews in like Philly. There's none. Yet here, that's it. They're desperate. What? Okay. Should we check in on this one? Did you hear this story, Aaron? Sir?
What was the story?
I don't know if you know this, and it's...
Ladies and gentlemen, Lenny Bruce. Now, the problem is the word, dig man. The thing about the freedom of the word man is I'd rather watch, you know, people doing it, having sex and putting a pillow under a button, doing fucking oopy and doopy.
You never said oopy and doopy.
Rather than watch a horror
did
movie,
you see
man.
Did you see this puppy that was picked up and carried away by an owl?
Oh, yeah, this dog ate an owl, man. No, carry that story.
No, it's not true. A puppy is recovering because, you know, when owl stories pop up, we have writers that send us stories. A puppy is recovering after being picked up and carried away from its owner's backyard by an owl because they can fucking do that. You don't have that problem in Florida? All kinds of fucking birds. Where do you live in Florida?
Melbourne.
Where?
Melbourne.
Melbourne? That's in Australia. These people are fucking lost. What's that? Oh, Cape Canaveral? Kennedy Space Center? Did you find any body parts after the last explosion? Ah, it's like looking for Easter eggs, but I found a kidney. All right, look. Dog owner Bonnie Ziegler led her four puppies out into the backyard in her Scottsdale, Arizona home on Friday for a potty break. But when... She went back to get them a few minutes later. Only not one, not two, not three, but only three were left. A 12-week-old female mixed breed Latte. I wonder if she looks like Ori. Latte was nowhere to be found. I didn't hear
a sound. We have a picture of the dog that murdered the owl.
No, the dog did.
Bringing it up.
Okay, just do it. I didn't hear a sound. The other puppies didn't bark. It was as if she... That's the actual dog.
Can't Why are believe you it killed an owl.
No, yeah. The dog... No, are you listening?
Put it down.
The dog didn't kill the owl. The owl The owl scooped up the dog by the head and carried her like miles away and dropped her on the ground where she was found hours later, 12 hours later, at a golf course.
Good for the owl.
So the dog ate the owl.
No.
Yeah. So where's the owl?
No, the owl couldn't eat the dog. So they dropped the dog over the golf course. What's your handicap? Owls.
No.
Nothing. The golfers found Latte under a tree near the course's 16th hole. The dog... My mind goes off. I was going to do a joke like, is she your 16th hole? But I didn't. I didn't. Thank you. Saying he... Oh, God. I look at the Monday show like that was somebody else. Yeah. Like that's an out-of-body...
Your voice came back.
Oh, please. I had to sleep. The golfers found Latte under the tree. The dog was dehydrated and weak and had wounds in her head from where the owl's powerful talons had punctured her skull. Are we going to talk to this dog?
Yeah, he cut his hair. It's sad. I'm glad that the dog's alive and
he didn't cut his hair. He had puncture wounds. They probably cut it when they had to do surgery on the head or whatever. She was taken to Foothills Animal Rescue. Four cats, really? All at once or... No. You get one, it grows up, you need another kitten. You get a second one, it grows up, you need another kitten. Then you got two? What kind? I have a calico. She's white.
You have a cat?
I do. And every time I drop her off at the animal hospital, everyone at the animal hospital there with their animals abandon them because mine is so much cuter. And they're like, oh my God, I thought I loved this boxer. Put her to sleep. What? Put her to sleep. Every time I leave an animal hospital with my cat, it's like Auschwitz. They just gas everything there. And then I leave with my cat, which is completely white with a little black mustache under her nose. And it's fantastic.
Well, everything seemed to go smoothly so far, Raul. I guess we'll carry on with our day.
Why are we back at this fucking school?
Can I use the bell again and we'll get the
think you're better than me, people?
Same-sex marriage has stirred in France some of the fiercest debate and some of the biggest right-wing protests in decades. Four simultaneous demonstrations that marched from different areas of the city, converging in an area not far from the French Parliament.
Ooh,
police
France.
Said there were 150.
I like it.
We also had scotch, if you'd rather.
All right, bro. Can you show me the bell, please?
Your finger, sir.
I envision Raul right now?
I feel like it makes them pay more attention.
Those military outfits.
Attention, students! We will be meeting.
The bell is still ringing, Ori!
We will be meeting in the gymnasium. And
he said it wrong, but it was actually right.
Please bear in mind, if you are gay, please let it be known if you were not shot at the earlier thing.
We're fabulous, bird fuck with us, we're here.
You hear that,
Raul? We're fabulous, bird fuck with us, we're here. We're fabulous.
The Sandra Day O'Connor School of Ethnic Cleansing.
Eisenmann-Scheisen! Welcoming to O'Connor School!
You ever read the book Animal Farm? It slowly evolves. All animals are equal. Then by the end,
now
all animals are equal.
Now I have covered up the whiteness on my head almost.
Oh my God. Why do I... And this is the screenshot. The screenshot's going to be B next to this. And then I'm the asshole. And I'll be like, Aaron Burr's fantastic.
You're bringing me my Capri Sun.
Can I ask you something, Ori? Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Is it just like, was it just fortuitous that you could cover the big white spot on your head with a black swastika?
Raul does tattoos, and we were killing time after lunch.
Of course he does. So, and that's the one you chose.
That looks fine. Thank you. He was making fun of my forehead before. He doesn't do it anymore.
No, because he covered the missing puzzle piece with the most hateful symbol in the history of mankind.
My mouth likes it, but my nose and forehead hate it.
No, they're problem with it. Problem with it. So
my
what's
neck's
going on?
Okay.
What's going on at the school now? How that?
We're cleansing classroom by classroom.
Right.
We've gotten rid of the gaylords, and I think there's one or two Jews.
Right.
But their parents help pay for the new city bike program we've instilled, so
you've
we can't get rid of it.
You've instilled a city bike program.
Yeah, we have bicycles so that kids can ride around the school. And health is very important
okay,
here too.
Right around
making
the school.
A superior black and white race.
Okay, I could see if the school was like some major college or even high school campus. The building, like
we
circling
need to reproduce
the building,
is
take,
what you're saying.
What's that?
We need to reproduce.
No, I'm saying you don't
Rule,
need a.
Could you call Becky the slut, who is of age?
Is Becky one of the children from that?
Get her to ride on in here on one of those city bikes.
Why do you have?
Hang on, let me press the bell.
This will take 6 minutes.
Becky the Slut Johnson, please report to the principal's office. Becky the Slut Johnson, please report to the principal's office.
Now,
and
Ori,
remember, I put the dick in you. Is that one work, Raul, as a principal thing?
Ori.
I like the cookie one still.
All right. Becky the Slut Johnson to the principal's office.
He's
going to
do the
stat.
Cookie thing now, because, okay.
Here she comes. Get ready, Earl.
Are you just really just going through the student body, like getting reports from other students?
Finding
knowing
the best ones to reproduce with to make a Yoo-Hoo milk baby.
I'm going to finish this.
Thank you. Where the fuck is Becky?
She'll show up. God, how did we have so many stories today? Oh, this 90 sheets is Lenny Dykstra.
Hello, Becky. Now,
saving this because he's coming back. Is she,
just
okay.
To clarify, you are 23 years of age and
did
you failed several times, correct?
That's
all right, get off the bike, dumbass. Come on in. How are you? This is Raul. He's going to be working the camera.
Camera? Camera?
That's correct. We need evidence that there's consent.
Now she's going to bang you with the swastika on your forehead.
Becky, are you all right with this?
We're fucking this chick.
Well, I will first, and then you will, Raul. All right. Here we go, Becky. You ready?
The owl thing was really cute. We were going to have a talking dog. But instead, we've got a black hate crime Nazi raping a high school student. Same thing. Same thing. You know, potato, potato. Are you fucking her on the bell? What? You're... Stop sitting her on the bell. You could have fucked her anywhere in the principal's office. You get it, new. New guy loves it. Oh, the new guy loves it. We popped his stupid joke cherry. Wonderful.
I'm done. Raul, your turn.
Raul, don't put her back on the bell. Don't put her back on the bell. Raul? And they just put the camera on me. Do you understand? And this is it. How long are you in town for? Till when? Tomorrow? Hold on 1 second. Raul, you're still on the bell! Going to any museum? No? Just for this? Hanging out? You gonna see burning bridges? Come on. Did you come up just for this show? Oh, you're doing? Excuse me, 1 minute. Raul! Just finish! Gonna go grab lunch in between? Maybe we go get a drink across the street? Yeah, why not, right? Hold on 1 minute. Why are you throwing up? There's not even a... How many... What day did you get up here? So you just came up doing this. Excuse me. Raul, why are you throwing up? Okay. Yeah, best fans in the world. You have any kids? How many? Just one? How old? 13? When's her birthday? Oh! The 27th? same day as my niece's birthday, Danielle. Do you have any nieces or nephews? They're garbage. My niece. Excuse me 1 minute. I don't, are you eating soup? Is it soup now? I'm talking, you raped a woman on a school bell, something made you sick, and now you're having soup? Let me tell you the last thing I want after I vomit. Soup. I don't want more liquid after liquid comes out of me. You know what I want? Like bread.
I gotta get that sloppy seconds taste out of my mouth.
That's good. Well, happy birthday to her. It's great. Well, I do it because I have to replenish, because I lost Jameson when I threw up.
All right, Becky. Take this, make sure your parents sign it. Good job, Raul.
I can't.
High five.
I wish I threw up. Stop.
Eskimo bros. All right, everybody, remember, it's the end of a school day. Go home tonight. Don't tell your parents what happened with the Gaylords.
Should have came down Monday. We had comedians at the compound.
And,
broke.
Stay strong out there, and remember, your race is superior.
Are you just starting some kind of white supremacist group, even though you're a black man with a swastika on your forehead?
Eyes at mine,
shies, and... it's not even, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
Raul, what are you doing after school?
Hopefully watching his dick. Hopefully. If I had to guess.
Right. I'm glad you got to see the zebra out of its cage. In his natural hab. You know what I'm saying? The puss. We made a mess of that girl. Fucking mess.
I think I just need to soak in vitamin C. That's what I need to do.
We're gonna take over the world, sir.
The world.
Pinky
one
and the lack of brain.
Small middle school at a time in Texas.
It's fantastic stuff.
I can't believe that girl was 26 and in eighth grade. You believe that?
Puppy, Chinese.
Those titties ain't 26.
Titties ain't retarded.
Wait, you mean those titties are 26? Oh, yeah, I think the joke is those titties ain't eighth grade.
Well, you multiply 13 by 2, one for each, 26.
Right. We did sex on her, Gene.
Yeah, I know what you did. Probably don't want to say that onto a TV while wearing a swastika tattoo on your forehead.
Why is that?
Just it's incriminating, for lack of a better
word. This is a Buddhist symbol. You know what they say, if you dip your toe in the iniquity of the river, then your head will probably shoot gay people.
No, but someone will tweet that. No!
It's a Buddhist symbol. I don't know what you're getting. The Yehudit must be stopping Ratzin!
I believe Sarah McLachlan said it best. The more we take, the less we become. Am I correct?
If you don't go outside, then you'll stay in.
Close enough.
You know?
If we don't go without, we go. If we don't go within, we go without.
That's right. Do you have any more stories you wanted to cover? Otherwise, me and Raul are going to get out of here and go crush some puss.
We had the puppy. I thought we were going to
interview. Saw the zebra out of the cage today. Release the wild animal.
Come home. Here's what I want you to do, Ori. I want you
to
fuck.
I think Raul's got a wife named 13.
I want you.
He's got a tattoo on his back that says Ms. 13.
I want you to go find Legit News Guy. I want you to get in a car. I'll buy your plane ticket.
Can't
just
go
come
out with this thing on my head. Gotta sleep in the school tonight.
Have him remove
Rule,
that.
Rule, how's this go away? The tata.
They're permanent, stupid.
What?
They're permanent. It's not henna. I don't think henna allows itself to form itself in the shape of a swastika.
This is pretty dark. There's a bit of scabbing and some blood.
It's gonna be all over. Get all your screenshots. Get them all. I don't care. Hold on. Now do it. I want the whiskey in there. There you go. I want the booze in there.
Why? What's the point of a screenshot?
Because this is gonna.
What are you saying? What's offensive?
You're black. I mean the swastika. Did I say the black thing? Doesn't matter.
Hey, Raul.
Yep.
What's wrong with this guy's mouth?
Just admit that's
not a
t-shirt.
Different color?
That's right. Hey, single color face.
That's not an insult.
All right, I gotta go to the pinball arcade and see if any kids are doing reefer.
All right, first of all, pinball arcade wasn't even a thing when they played pinball. You would say arcade. You wouldn't say pinball arcade.
All right, let's take a look at this sex tape that we made. Hang on. I believe it's edited now, and it's uploaded to YouTube.
YouTube. Came up from Florida for this.
Gino, get ready for Watch a world this. Of shock.
You're welcome.
Hot
no, no.
sex
No,
action.
No, you can own me.
Oreo Connor.
What are the cat's
it.
Names? Okay. There you go. There you go. Cooper and Kiki.
It's me doing fuck.
Yeah, I get it, because you know what's funny? That this is on a comedy website. Look at this. Look at this. Are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes? Really? Are you playing very superstitious? Oh
what
my
the
god!
Of this dog?
Oh my god!
Maybe that's a tail.
No!
Sure that's not a tail? Holy shit! Guy's hung like a zebra.
Alright. Are we done?
A donkey's like that?
If you could just donate.
All right, remember everybody, tonight I'll be chanting hate outside of the town hall with my friend Raul. And kids, your homework for tonight is read Mein Kampf. Get back to me with a book report on that for tomorrow.
Press I'm going to be hanging out with my cat Raul. All night. She's going to be covered in stitches. And I have to shred newspaper for a little.
That's the end of the day, students. Great work. Well done. Becky, there's $50 in your lunch pail for a plan B. Roll.
Cost more than
high
that.
High five. New guy. Great job. And Lenny Dykstra, we're still waiting for you to answer.
Hey, we'll give him a try tomorrow. I guarantee he calls in tomorrow. He feels bad. We got the J-Swipe guy. People, thank you so much for coming out. I want to thank Scott Harris for calling in and helping us sell houses or whatever. People that came up from Florida, fucking the people at Jameson. Morning is next with a whole bunch of fantastic people. I'm going across the street and drink with these dopes from Florida.